Welcome back.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo. Everyone loves.
Oh, no. This is Funny, Hot, and Very Cool podcast. What episode is it, Kimmy?
24.
Okay, great. I'm Hannah. That's Kimmy.
Hi. I don't know why yo, yo, yiggity, yo has been something that's like stuck in my head for like 2 weeks. I've been waiting for this one.
And it shows.
How are you, Han?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm swell. I'm cracking my kelp. Okay. We're getting right into it.
Let's get into this. I am a toasty, roasty peanut today. I feel like I've toasty done nothing but sweat the last 2 days.
Yeah, it went from being chilly spring to the dead of summer. You're going over ice today. What's the occasion?
The garage is no longer cold enough to just grab it out of the garage.
That tracks. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, first hit absolutely slaps. Wow.
It's so loud.
So good.
It is so good.
Wait, what'd you say? What's so loud?
The fizz. I feel like my fizz was so loud.
I did hear a little like in the background.
It's like, I'm pouring the rest in. Ignore the fizz in the background if you can hear this. But I finished a game recently on my Switch that my sister recommended for me. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you about it just a little bit, not the whole game, but you're going to appreciate
the game as in like you beat it.
Yeah.
So yeah, as someone who like didn't grow up a gamer girl, the idea of actually getting to the end of a video game really blows my mind. Like I didn't even really start understanding like a storyline video game until like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I've never had the attention span to like finish a game. I've done them with my sister. So if there was like a two-player story, like Lego Star Wars, we finished that together. But it's like by myself, like, I've never really finished a game until adulthood. Yeah.
Like beating Super Mario 64. But that was like, you just got all the stars. I mean, I guess there's a story arc to even that. But like, not like what the TV shows are based on these days. Like I've never played any of those.
Yeah, I haven't played anything that's like super intense storyline. I think the most intense is like Legos
dialogue.
Yeah, it's like Lego Star Wars doesn't have any dialogue. Well, maybe now the new ones do, but like OG Lego games never had any dialogue or anything. So it was like, you know, in your Lego, so it's like fun and they make like stupid little jokes. Anyway, so my sister recommended this game for me. It's kind of like a weird like puzzle game, small storyline, and like it's like all 8-bit looking, so it's very pixelated. Like it came out in the last couple years and it just like looks like an older game, but it's not. Anyway, you're like this little person going through this weird mysterious underworld. It's called Undertale is the game name, and basically there's these two like skeleton dudes that kind of like pop up and have like puzzles for you to do or like help you, and they're brothers. And one's name is Sans, and the other's name is Papyrus. And yes, Sans, all of his text is lowercase and in Comic Sans font. And Papyrus, all of his text when he talks is in all uppercase, and it's in Papyrus font. And
all
it's so,
uppercase Papyrus is also a fucking take.
Yeah, and it's so funny because all they do is crack stupid, like, dad jokes throughout their dialogue.
That's so funny.
And they're really funny. Like, their writing is really brilliant. And the fact that they made these, like, two sort of opposite personality funny characters with, like, Comic Sans and Papyrus, like, sent me. And I was like, okay, I have to see what this game is about. So it's really funny. And I know as, like, a font fan, you would appreciate the fact that they are in their
own. A font aficionado, if you will.
Yeah.
You want to know what I was thinking about when you said that the game looks like it's old, but it's not. I feel like the idea of retro, quote unquote retro things being popular again makes it easier on like creators like that. Because if you have the idea for a game, you don't have to pay like hundreds of millions of dollars for it to look realistic. You can just make it look pixelated and old because people are going to be like, oh, this is so vintage looking and like still want to play.
And it's like the point of the game isn't really about like the graphics. It's like a weird like story. Yeah. Anyway, it was just really funny. And I the fact that they're font names and then they like stuck with it throughout the game was really funny. So,
I also
had to
heard
share.
that in the Hannah Camp of Life, Duolingo has been quite the focal point.
Speaking of games, yes. My brother-in-law texted our family group chat the other day, and like him and my sister have been using it a lot. My sister really wants to learn Spanish so she can talk to people that come in her store and stuff. And my
Yeah.
mom's been kind of like
Is
talking
there a big
about,
Spanish community around Harrisburg?
yeah, there's a lot of Spanish. There's a lot of Vietnamese people too.
Interesting.
And there's a lot of people from like
I guess
colonized.
particularly Spanish, I didn't mean like country of Spain, like Spanish speaking is a better, yeah.
There's a lot of Latin folks, and then there's a lot of people from like former French colonies, so like a lot of islanders, like Caribbean and stuff.
I was in the
Yeah.
elevator with someone speaking French today, and I was like, whoa,
Yeah, so
okay.
there's like French and like Creole types going around and
Yeah,
stuff. So I
it
mean, there's a lot of
probably was
different.
Creole now that I'm thinking about it.
It could have been, but it like sounds
Yeah.
weirdly French.
Yeah.
Also in DC, there's a lot of people from North Africa that used to be colonized by the
Right.
French as well. So
Yeah.
sometimes you get like African dialects of French. But
And
yeah.
I'm so bad at recognizing languages when they're being spoken. Like, I majored in Italian, and if they were like, is that Italian or Spanish being spoken? I would literally have to wait for like a solid minute in order to know. Or sometimes I'm like, it'll be a romance language, and I'm like, is that Russian? Like, I literally can't tell.
I feel like that's Portuguese for me, where it takes me
Oh.
a beat because I'm like, is that Italian? Is that Spanish? But
Is it
there's like a.
Russian? Portuguese sounds like Russian Italian.
Yeah.
That is what it's like you're speaking Italian with a Russian accent.
That's a weird. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. That, but my family, so my brother-in-law
Yeah.
asked, like, we've been doing Duolingo, the two of us. Like, would anyone want to go in on like split a family plan for like a year subscription or whatever to get Duolingo Super? So like no
Is
ads
it
and there's some
expensive?
other features. You can have up to six people, and I think it was like 170 for a year, maybe. I don't know
Oh, okay.
exactly
That's
what it
more than I thought.
was.
So it's like about Rosetta Stone price now.
For the non-free version, yeah. But there is a free version of Duolingo, and it's
Right. That's
pretty
just like one,
good.
two, three, four, five.
Yeah. And no, you can like get pretty far. It's just like when you pay, you get more like exercises you can do on the side type stuff. Like you can go through and like review your vocab and like do some weird like.
That's dedicated as hell. I don't know if I'm passionate enough about learning a language to actually have the discipline to sit down and be like, I'm going to utilize the extra exercises that this is
Well,
giving
it's
me.
interesting. So you get on the app, and I've never used Duolingo before. My dad had used the free version, and then Kelly and Scott started using it. So
I've
I get
only ever
on.
used the free version for Danish right before I studied abroad.
Yeah, I never tried it. So I had no idea, other than the owl, I had no idea what I was getting
Yeah,
into.
it was
And
also
I.
dumb of me because everyone in Denmark speaks English. So
Yeah. Well, you tried.
I
It's the
tried. I know
effort.
how my favorite word was sandals, which is sandala.
Amazing. You should use that as a pickup line.
Hey, do you know how to say sandals in Danish? Sandala. It's so fun.
That is actually really fun.
Okay. I keep interrupting you.
It's
I'm
okay.
sorry.
That's how our relationship is. We interrupt each other, and that's why we decided to have a podcast. But we got Duolingo. It's like a game. You say like what your commitment you want to do. So I said like I would do 5 minutes per day
Yeah.
minimum. And it was like great. So it sets up, you know, the automatic reminders pop up and it's like, do you do Duolingo today or whatever? And then it's like you have your family, like your super plan or whatever. I think they call it a family. I don't know. But so you can kind of like get, like, I don't know how it differs from the free version because, again, I never use the free version. So I don't know if it's
Yeah.
just because it's my family or it's because, like, they're also my friends. You can have friends, but you can, like, cheer them on and comment on, like, they reached a certain level or, like, go head to
Oh,
head
I
with them
love
for the
that.
week. So you can kind of, like, they call it quests where you kind of, like, compete head to head.
Wow, they're really going for the gamification.
Yeah, you get like XP level like stuff. So it's like you
Yeah.
can sort of like they give you like gems and as like points And then you can use your gems to like unlock like a freeze my streak because I can't do it today, or like
Yeah.
bonus XP during this so I get more points so I can like move up in a leaderboard. And they have like different leagues and like, so it's really weird because like you're like, okay, I did like an exercise or something that like you have to do a lesson can take me like less than 3 minutes because I'm doing French. So I'm like, I started on
Oh
like
yeah, I was gonna
a
ask
middle
what you're doing.
level because it asks you like, do you know any of this? And you're like, yes
Yeah.
or no. And then, like, what is your level? And then it sort of puts you somewhere based on that.
I
So I
would be
was like,
fucking humbled if I went back and did that for Italian.
you can do it. My sister started doing German with her Spanish too, because she used to take German. But, like, it's interesting how it, like, uses gamification to encourage you to play in a way that's, like, not, like, subtle, but it's not, like, a obnoxious, this is a game. It's just like you've earned
Yeah.
points, like great job today, and like you're
I
on
love
fire,
that.
this is your streak. And then they have little characters that pop up and like do things, and like this one girl's like super like emo alt with like one eye showing and purple hair, and she always talks very like low monotone. She's like tu veux Sprite or whatever the fuck, like you know, like tu veux au supermarché, like it's very like one level. And then they have like a little kid who's like, oh, j'aime la baguette, like whatever the fuck is saying, you know, it's very funny. And like
That's so cute.
the scenarios they give you sometimes are really dumb, which also makes me
They're like
laugh.
math problem level.
Yeah, it's like
Johnny has four apples.
it's bringing me back to like 8th grade learning a language where it's like the stupidest
Yeah.
examples of like, where is she? I don't know. We're in the street. Is she over by the bush? She's at the house. Like it's really
Talking
funny.
about when you were just describing the different voices on it, have you ever seen or been in the car with someone who has recorded their own voice for Waze?
No, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can like record a set of phrases and then your Waze GPS voice will be your voice. And this couple that I met at a wedding in October, we ended up splitting a ride back to the airport the next day and he had his voice in Waze. And I was like, this is so creepy. Please
That
turn it
is
off.
so
But
weird. I would do
if
it
I
like
drove,
someone
I would do it.
else's voice or something,
Yeah.
but like Scott has it as like a secret agent version. So it's like, good
Yeah.
job today, agent. Like we did it, we made it, completed the mission safely or something like that. Like when
Oh,
you get to
that's
your
so funny.
destination, like.
There used to be a boy band one too that would sing. It would be like, turn left now. And I'm like, that's just inefficient. Like,
Yeah. Well, technology these days. So now my whole family is
technology.
like, did you do your duo today? Or like, I see you did your streak, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Duolingo has literally paved the path for corporate social media. Like, their
Oh,
social
yeah.
media presence is so incredible. I will literally never be as funny on this podcast or any other platform than their social media manager. They have crushed it.
Yeah, it's very like Gen Z, and like it feels really fresh. And it's funny because it like kind of carries over into the app as well. So it's like their
Oh, I
brand,
love
it's
that.
not just their social, like it's like their brand voice. Like there's
Yeah.
like little, you know, things of Duo will pop up and it has its little like butt cheeks are all shiny or something, you know, or like the app, he looks like grumpy in the app right now. And then like if you get the widget, I don't have a widget. Right, I didn't want it, but if you install a widget for Duolingo, like it does stupid things as well, and like you know, it like makes funny faces when you're on a streak. Like it's just like really silly and like Gen Z stupidity, and like it really feels like how they market on like
Yeah,
TikTok and
it's
shit.
so good. It's like Wendy's Twitter, like a few
Yeah.
years ago, that was just so sassy. And I'm like, this is what brands need to do. Like, you need to let your social media manager not be as worried about, like, I don't know.
Offending
Obviously,
someone.
yeah, like PR and how your brand is perceived is still really important, but having fun with it is
Yeah.
going so much farther these days than like the serious toned,
Like you
like,
don't have to be politically correct and like rigid.
right.
It can still
Maybe
be.
politically.
But like people, I feel like can take a political correctedness and then it's
It
like
too far. Yeah.
so like it
Yeah.
feels so like washed. Like
Because
it's just.
sometimes like Like brands on the internet equate political correctness with literally having no personality.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like you can
Like,
still
we're
be
not a
being,
law firm.
you can still be politically correct, but you don't have to be
Right.
like fucking rigid. Like you can be
Yeah.
like your mom, like
Yeah.
you
Good
know.
one. Speaking of duos, and I actually didn't know that the mascot's name was Duo, but it makes a lot more sense why they have like the whole bit with Dua Lipa. On the internet, which is also a really funny part of their social
And Dua
media.
Peep.
Yeah, Dua Peep. But I have a take and a half, I think, that has come as a result of her most recent song release.
Which is that one, by the way? What's it called?
Illusion. It's like been marketed to hell and back. Like, it is all over my Instagram. She's posted about it literally every day.
I don't know if I've heard it, to be honest with you. It's not over all over mine.
I've literally only heard it from Instagram. I haven't listened to the full song, but I don't want to. It's not good. It's like, I love her as a human being and a performer and like a fashion icon and like a celebrity in general, but this song sounds exactly like the rest of her music. It's all just like stuff that she can hip hop to, you know, that like little
Yeah,
thing
I
that
will
she does.
say she does have a very specific type of song where you're like, this sounds like Dua Lipa. Let's see.
Which, like, good, have your distinct sound, but like diversify a little bit. I feel like I'm just not surprised by this song. If you would have told me this was on her last album or even the album before that, I would have been like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I've heard recently the Training Season. I liked that one. I thought for her like newer song, but I don't know. I don't think I've heard Illusion. But like Houdini and
Houdini sounds exactly like Illusion.
okay. I was gonna say I could still see how that sounds like something
Also,
like
like,
levitating or whatever.
those are such similar themes.
Houdini and Illusion. Well, they are
Yeah,
singles, so maybe they'll be on a new album.
maybe the whole album is magic themed. Who's to say?
Maybe she's doing a collab with a magician.
Criss Angel. Chris Angel is breaking into girl pop.
It's actually Houdini himself. He's back from the dead.
Wait,
He never
he's
died.
alive, right?
Criss Angel, I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure. What if he wasn't?
I kind of had like a weird memory of like a tragic death, but I could have been making that up in my head. I wore last week a knockoff of
He
a
is alive,
Chris.
by the way.
Okay, thank God. Criss Angel is alive, everyone. Fear not.
Okay, he wore a corset.
And last week I wore like this corset top to a concert that was a Mugler knockoff, who is the designer that does all of Dua Lipa's cat suits on tour. And it made me laugh
Wait,
because I
how do
feel
you
like
say it?
Mugler.
Okay, I think I always just said Mugler because I'm like,
Mugler?
it's not Mugler.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm like, I know it's not Mugler, so I think I always just called it Mugler.
It might be
I don't know. It's like
Mugler.
how I knew that Lueve was not how it was spelled. I knew it was something
Low.
different. But I was like, Louis,
Louis.
Louis.
I think it's Mugler. I don't know.
I
Now
don't
I
know.
feel wrong.
No,
I know
I.
Rachel will listen to this and tell me if I'm wrong. So,
Yeah, you guys would know better than me, so I don't know. Anyway.
regardless, I wore a knockoff of one of their like corset tops that literally is like $1,200, and I got it for like $4.99 on Shein, as you do. And I was at a concert and I was buying merch, and the person behind the merch counter was a woman, and she was like, "Oh my God, I love your top." And I said, "Am," or I said, "Oh, Shein," and she was like, "Of course." And it just made me laugh and like take a step back in that moment because I feel like it's such a shared experience of girlhood when someone compliments you. And this happened again this weekend. I was walking past someone in like a workout set and they were like, "That's so cute." And I was like, "Amazon, like
Yeah.
we don't even say thank you anymore. It's just like Amazon $26."
If someone says nice dress or nice skirt, you have to say it has pockets if it has pockets. And
Yeah,
then
yeah.
you have to say where it's from. Like, I remember someone was like, oh, I like your pants or something. I was like, Target, they have po the pockets are like actually really deep too. Like, they hold
Yeah.
things, you know?
It's like we're so focused on not gatekeeping. It's
Yeah,
like,
it, the things that we don't get, it's like you can actually have a pocket and a pocket that's functional.
right, exactly. It
And you
also
have to
made
know
me
where it's
think, like,
from.
what do girls do who like don't get deals? Like, what if my top really was Mugler? I wasn't gonna be standing in the fucking 930 club. Like, thanks, this was $1,200, you
Thanks,
know?
it's designer.
Right. Like, do they not get that experience, or do they say that? Like, thanks, it's do's not, no.
I
I'm sure
think
they're
they
just like,
just say,
thanks.
oh my God, thank you. My
Yeah,
mom got
well,
it for me.
point proven then. It's a lot more fun to fucking buy fast fashion.
But not fast fashion, but you could get faster fashion, yeah.
Yeah, it could be a little faster. Also in the vein of fashion, I saw something that really upset me on the internet, which
Okay.
isn't an infrequent occurrence these days, but maxi skirts are back.
Yes, and
Yeah.
also Bermuda shorts.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking why people at Coachella look like they went to Limited 2 19 years ago, bought the brown and teal plaid Bermuda shorts, and aren't wearing them with motorcycle boots and a lace bralette and calling it innovative style.
Yeah, and the shorts are fucking low rise too, by the way.
Yeah.
And they
Well,
have one
because
of
they were
those like
low rise
belts with
back
like
in
all
the
the,
day.
I know, and they have all the belts with like the grommets on them. So it's just like,
Yeah.
anyway.
It's a scary world out there,
Yeah,
but the
I'm waiting
maxi
for
skirts are
like
stunning me.
the Madras plaid pattern like shorts
Yes.
and stuff to come back too. Yeah,
And
no,
you
the
want to know?
maxi skirts are bad though.
Yeah, the maxi skirts, I feel like the boat. I saw a post too that was like this, a front row at like one of the New York Fashion Week shows a couple of months ago. All of the women were wearing wedges,
Yes.
and they. The caption was "Wedges are back, boho is back," and I was like, "Oh,
No.
we're all gonna start dressing like dream catchers again," and I'm not here for it.
Or if we're wearing denim skirts, we're gonna look like we're in some like evangelical religion.
Yeah, denim skirts made a comeback.
Denim maxi skirts make me think that someone's super religious. I don't know. Like, not every maxi skirt makes me feel that, but denim ones specifically, I'm like, is there a Bible in under there? Like, why is it so big? Why can't I see your kneecaps? Is it because of Jesus?
There are trendier. Yeah. If you can wear this in the Vatican, don't buy it. If your skirt is acceptable on a Vatican City tour,
If,
maybe reconsider.
yeah. If like extremist like Mormons and evangelicals are putting them on their Pinterest board, maybe think about it again. But the
Or
fashion
the.
trendy Mormons who are over your For You pages are different. They are not denim maxi skirt queens. They'll
What is
pair it with a
the
crop top.
sect that people always confuse for Amish?
Mennonite.
Yeah,
That's
Mennonite.
what it makes you, because they wear long dresses and
That's what
skirts,
I was.
but they
Yeah.
also wear tights, so you literally don't see their ankles. They wear opaque tights and sneakers.
That's what I was thinking of
That's what it
also.
makes me think of, because I'll go to the
Yeah.
market in Pennsylvania. You have a lot of Mennonite and Amish like communities, and you go to a market and like one or the other is gonna be there. If they have patterns on their clothes, they're gonna be Mennonite.
Did the Amish use any technology? Like, it's no, right?
Only if it's for business, because a lot of Amish people do like house, like putting up houses, like roof work. They'll
Okay.
do yard work, landscaping. They'll
But
do like, and then one person will have a cell phone and who like leads it, and they have somebody come drive them up. But it's like
okay,
literally just
but
for business purposes.
I ask for clarifying this. When I see people on the metro in long skirts and tights, they're not Amish, right? Because the metro is a form of
If their
technology.
clothing, is patterned, like it has a flower print or something, they're not Amish.
Really? Is that a thing?
Because the Amish make all their clothes and stuff, so they're normally just like very plain like colors. If it is, I mean, if it is a color, it's just like not a pattern color.
Is
Normally
Amish
that's
a
how it is.
religion? Okay. Learning so much. I forgot to make a list of things that you won't know about. And now you're just schooling me again.
I literally went to the Amish experience twice in elementary school.
That sounds kind of fun. I'd be into that. There's a
We
big
had.
Amish community in like around Dover, Delaware, which is where my grandfather lives. And growing up visiting my grandparents there, there was like so many Amish markets that had the best food in the universe.
It was a whole like section in our social studies and stuff was learning about Amish
That
culture.
makes sense in Pennsylvania.
I will say though, if you ever, this is a PSA for people, if you go to like a farm stand to get baked goods from Amish, a lot of times they use like a lard as a fat in their baking because that's what they have animals,
Oh,
so they're
so it
using like
wouldn't.
their stuff. So it's not going to all be like vegan vegetarian. One time my
Yeah.
grandma went to a farm stand in Maryland, got a loaf of bread and brought it home, and the brown bag was like greased through. And she was like, "Why is this bread greasy?" and realized they made it with lard.
I mean, it probably tastes pretty fucking
I'm
good.
sure it would, but I'm just saying if you're trying to avoid that and or you have bad cholesterol, just keep it in the back of your mind.
Cholesterol.
My favorite thing though, last thing on the Amish, is going to driving down to like Delaware or Lancaster or anything. There was this one route we would always take by the outlets and by fuck, what was it called? Dutch Wonderland. But there
What?
was Dutch Wonderland was an amusement park, is an amusement park in Lancaster.
Is
I've
it
never
still
been.
functional?
I think so.
Okay, I got something to say after this.
Okay. Well, just on the way, there used to be this like one like thing in a part of a strip mall, and the name of the place was called Amish Stuff, etc.
I would go there.
It was, I think we went in once because we drove by it every time. We were like, "What the fuck is Amish Stuff, etc." It was like a weird like souvenir shop or something in Lancaster. But
There's a bagel
anyway,
shop in DuPont called Bagels, etc.
I like that.
And one like Saturday I was out with our friend Chris and he was like, "Do you want to go get like bagels, etc. in the morning?" And I was like, "What else?" And he was like, "Bagels, etc." And I was like, "Yeah, what's the, like what else besides the bagels? Like coffee or?" And he was like, "No, the place is called Bagels, etc." And I was like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, it's new, don't worry.
It's
Newer.
gotten a lot of press lately actually for being like a very New York adjacent like worthy bagel deli.
Nice.
One thing I wanted to talk about on the vein of Dutch Wonderland, and by wanted to talk about, I mean this just popped into my brain. Have you ever driven from North Carolina to South Carolina?
I have nightmares from going to south of the border. Is that what you're talking
You've
about?
been? You've
Yes.
been?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, well, tell me everything. First of all, why does it exist? That is so racist.
It's been around forever. My mom remembers going when she was a kid and they would drive down to Florida
One time driving from
from Michigan.
school, yeah, one time driving from Chapel Hill to home for some break or whatever. I had a bunch of friends with me, so I think it was like a spring break, and we were all like caravanning down to my parents' house. We stopped at south of the border for gas, like as a bit, and like they could film a horror series there.
Yeah.
It was abandoned on a Saturday. I don't, is it? It's like technically functional, but there's like creepy motels and like everything is like a washed out pastel color. And it's just so terrifying. And we pulled in and like got some snacks and gas. And I was like, there are bodies in these hotels. Like,
Yeah.
it would not surprise me.
It's weird. My mom had been there and I was like, "Oh God, what is this place?" And I didn't know that until like I came home. And then I think I like got a pin somehow from something. I don't know if it was like someone bought them or whatever, but we went my freshman year, the choir that I was in college. We did like a spring break tour pretty much every year. So it was like for spring
Okay.
break we would go like perform places. So we
Yeah.
did like a whole thing going to like historic black churches and stuff and like singing and performing. And we went all the way down to Delray in Florida and then like back up.
Holler.
And like we stopped in Atlanta and like did the historic Ebenezer church tour and then like sang in the new church where MLK and his family would go. And like one of his sisters was there and like we got a picture with her. Super cool. So we're driving back up to go north and make our way back up to Little Penn State. And we stop in south of the border because we have a bus full of choir kids and we need lunch and like bathroom break and stuff. So we're there for like, I don't know, an hour and a half or however long they allow bus breaks when you have a group of people.
Yeah.
We chartered the bus, so it was like up to our director. Anyway, so we're just like, we have time to kill. We are stuck here for a certain time.
Scary.
And it was
Scary.
just really
I'm
weird
so
because it
happy
was
you're here with
like,
us.
we got lunch at some place. So I got like a quesadilla that was like weird. It was
The
like a
fact that
fine
there's even
quesadilla, but
functioning restaurants.
it
Like,
was
for
weird. And
what?
it's like the souvenir shops we walked around there because they were like, here's
Yeah.
your like, rock candy popsicles and your like weird, like kind of racist tchotchkes and stuff. And I
Yeah.
was like, where the fuck are we? And it reminded me of like, if you've ever been to Disneyland, anyone watching the like Toontown that they had, where everything is like cement and like made big so you like feel
Yeah.
like you're in Mickey's house and stuff like that. But
That's
it felt
exactly
like,
what it feels like.
but it felt super aged and definitely racist undertones. And like, so it just felt super.
Overtones. Racist overtones. It's called South of the Border.
That's true. And
And it's
it's,
Mexican themed.
yeah, that's true. Major racist overtones. And everything's like faded and like nothing had been updated in like, God, I don't know, 50 years and stuff.
They need
And
to make a documentary on it. Like, I
yeah, they're.
need to know.
And again, there weren't a ton of people there. It has like huge parking lots, like for all these things. And it's like,
Yeah.
it's us and a bunch of like overweight white tourists driving through.
From Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah. And like by a bunch, I mean, like, they sat maybe like 20 tables in this restaurant. Like, and it was just really weird. And I don't ever want to go back. And like the Pedro like mascot that they had was super creepy looking too.
And racist.
Yes, because he's in a sombrero and has a poncho on, and he, but like it's like feels like a really like worn, like haunted,
It's so haunted. They need to do a Ghost Hunters episode
they do.
there. I also used to say that, like, I know it's not called a death wish because that's like a wish to die, but my wish that I want to know when I die, like, if I could think of one piece of knowledge that I want to be blessed with upon dying, I used to say that it's like, I want to know how many bodies are in the Everglades
Oh,
because,
yeah.
like, that's a swamp.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what has gone down there. So many planes, like, so many.
Yeah, and you have alligators eating the evidence and stuff and whatever
Right.
else.
But I think I'm switching it. And I think I want to know how many crimes have happened at South of the
Well, there's a lot of meth, I could tell you that.
Yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
I
Oh, how
just
did we get here? How did we get on
because I was
South
talking
of the
about
Border?
Dutch Wonderland, which is an amusement park, which is not creepy ever like that. And I never went to it, but from the outside, it doesn't look creepy like that. So
No, I feel like there would just be like clogs in windmills
there is a
and
giant windmill,
tulips.
and the mascot is like a purple dragon.
That sounds much more wonderful.
Yeah, like a cute version of like Spyro.
Speaking of creepy things, I was doing hip thrust in the gym
Why is
and
it so uncomfortable and embarrassing to do hip thrust and stuff like that in the gym?
it's just like it shouldn't be weirdly sexualized, but like I know that it is. So I never want to do it if like there's like a man on the gym floor with me. I'll like go to a private place.
Anytime I do any leg work that involves me like bending over and like
Yeah.
squats or deadlifts
Yep.
or something, if I can, I put my butt against a wall. Even when I
Yeah.
stretch, I turn my
Oh.
body. So like if I like butterfly stretch for the inside of like my groin, I
Yeah.
face towards a wall so no one has to look at my open groin. I feel so
Same.
uncomfortable.
Same. I'm like constantly uncomfortable, but I'm just like, it's one of those things like shouldn't really feel sexual. And then you're doing it, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm being targeted. And it made me think what other things in the world are like weirdly made to be sexual when they're just not. And I thought of one because I was watching the Netflix show One Day, which, if anyone has seen the movie, you know how it ends, and it's absolutely devastating. But because it was a show, they like dragged out the devastation, and it was absolutely heart-wrenching. So fair warning, you will get hives from crying so hard watching it. But they had a scene where they, this is like a common thing that is made to be like so sensual, and I just don't think it is, putting sunscreen on someone else's back.
I don't
Like,
want you to have an orgasm putting lotion on my back. I just am trying to prevent skin cancer.
yes. Like,
Just
also,
do your job.
how often are you at the beach with only your significant other? Like, especially growing up, and like, we're with family, we're with friends. Like, my guy friend
There's children
also
next
has
to
skin on
you
his back.
because someone brought their entire family. Like,
Right.
it's not even like, even if you came with just one other person, like, there's families there, unless you're in a weird off season.
Also, have you ever touched sunscreen? It is not smooth and silky. It's like oily, and like you gotta slap that shit on there and like rub it in. I'm not like, ooh, ah. It's like,
Yeah, I want to wash my
yeah.
hands afterwards. And one better, when you're at the beach or something and you're putting sunscreen on. And the
Don't say it.
person's already sweaty and or sandy.
Ooh. Yes. Okay. The sweat
And
is like
ooh.
a almost better because it makes the sunscreen like
And
slippery.
if it's weird sunscrene though, and if you're like
Ew, and it
sweating or weird
pills and
sun,
it
yeah,
pills.
the pilling up the
No.
sunscreen. Like once you've been sunk, some of them do
Sometimes,
them after you sweat.
yeah, sometimes my skincare will pill like
Oh,
based on the
shit.
order I put it in. And if that happens, I literally wash my whole face. I'm like, I cannot with the sensory overload of having like little
I
flakes.
hate when stuff pills.
Yeah,
It's in
I
like,
just can't. I'm like,
oh.
I know we've all put sunscreen on our friends' backs on like whatever, my friend's boy. Like, it's
And
not
that
hot.
is, and no, it's not. It is the most important duty anyone can really task you with in friendship
Yeah, because.
because you are in charge of their sunburn
And
prevention.
getting a bad sunburn on your back is a helpless feeling.
Yep. It feels
You are,
awful.
because you
Oops.
want to know what's going to happen if you don't put sunscreen on your back? Someone's going to have to put aloe on your back.
And then if you sleep on your back and then the heat radiating between the bed and your back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my God, I'm itchy thinking about it. Like, and then you wear the wrong material and you sweat a little bit and then it just never stops
Oh,
itching. Oh my God, oh my God,
you
oh my
have like
God.
the wrong tag.
Yeah, one time growing up, my sister had a really bad back sunburn, like probably sun poisoning level. And our school uniforms were really cheap, like cotton polyester blend.
Oh
And
no.
we were at one of our like softball games. I don't know if it was mine or hers. And it started raining. And so her shirt got soaking wet in this like somewhat already itchy fabric and was clinging to her back. And she was in so much pain that I remember my mom driving us to like our pediatrician as like an emergency visit. And my sister was like screaming, like banging on the windows of the car because she was in such agony from this burn and like the insatiable itch of that material being wet and against the burn. I will, it's like so ingrained in my brain.
Just the idea of a poorly made polo
Yes.
makes me want to scream. On top
Like,
of irritated and sunburned skin,
yeah.
ugh.
Like,
How autistic is your family? And did you also always cut the tags and stuff on your shirts when you got them?
it had to be like pretty bad.
Okay.
So I guess not as tizzied as you.
I think whenever we got clothes, it was like, try it on. Does it fit? Okay. You cut the tags off from the store, and then you were cutting the tags on the fabric off
How do
because they
you
were
feel
itchy.
about seams in socks?
It depends on where they
Like,
are. If they're around my toe, like stockings, and they have a toe box, I hate
yeah.
that. That makes me
Okay.
want to cry.
One of my friends has like this thing where she hates wearing socks with seams. And I never thought about it until I met her. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of a weird sensation. And then I'll start thinking about it. And I feel like I can feel the seams on all of my clothes. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm being A
attacked. bad seam will ruin it for me. It will ruin
A
it.
bad seam, a bad tag is really life-ending as
A
well.
bad
Not to
tag
be
and a
dramatic,
bad
but
seam. Like, if I try something on, I'm like, wow, that feels great. And then it's like, I wear it, for real. And so maybe I have like a different bra on or something. Or like, I have like a shirt underneath a sweater that like scoops
Oh
down
my God.
more.
No.
And you're just like, a seam hits wrong. I'm like, I'm gonna burn this house to the ground with me
That's
in it.
definitely relatable. I want to go back to kind of on the topic of skincare, but not really. It's just like about a skin tone that I can't stop thinking about.
Uh-oh.
Why is Ariana Grande suddenly one color?
It's because they dyed her hair for The Wizard of Oz, and it's not great for
This
her skin tone. It's the
it's
same color
this
as her
well,
skin.
it's the same color as her skin tone.
She's all
She's
She's just
literally beige.
beige.
She's just beige. She has no contrast in her face. Her eyebrows are also the same, like honey blonde color that is literally just the color of her face. And it's
Yeah.
so hard to look at. She looks like an alien.
I just feel so bad for her beautiful hair, but I'm hoping that most of it, because I think she did wear like ponytail extensions and stuff anyway, so I'm hoping that most of the blonde is like fake extensions and
She just looks concerning. And I know that she had that whole video that was like, don't comment on someone's appearance. Like, I'm perfectly healthy. You never know what people are going through. And I'm just like,
in
but
regards to her hair or
also
like her size.
her size, because
Oh, okay. She's
she's
always
also
been
like,
pretty petite.
I just think people with like the whole change in her hair and everything, it kind of accentuates her like emaciated frame. And it's like, she's tiny. She's always been tiny, but her face looks more sunken. So there were like gabbings on the web of people being concerned about her well-being, and she like posted a video basically being like, "Fuck you, I'm fine." But and you always want to be like, "Okay, well, if someone's gonna say they're fine, then you have to trust them, and like maybe this is just a look they're going through or whatever." But then you see her, and you're like, "Are you fine, Ariana?"
Yeah, and then when you it's I think she's very fascinating to look at in chronological order.
Oh, because she's had like six different racial identities since she became famous. Sorry, but do we forget when she tried to be Latina for a while
I
and
was
then had
gonna
black
say,
scent? Like,
it's funny to look at when her career started and she had the bright red curly hair and was super duper pale.
yeah.
And then it was like she clearly was like feeling the tan vibes.
Yeah. A little too hard.
I would
Like,
agree. I would agree.
not to be blunt, but yeah, the she
It
could be a
was like
case study.
Kardashian level of like a little bit too much tan there.
Oh God. The best of times. Well, I guess we can start wrapping it up. For this episode, if we leave you with anything. Anything at all. I would really like it to be this. It is 2024. Please stop posting boomerangs.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Like, why did it take us this long to figure out that boomerangs are really unpleasant to watch?
Because
It's
everyone loves a
yeah.
video editing feature, and boomerangs made you feel like you were super high tech and cool.
That is true, but I can't get over people who still like someone will go out to like, let's say, like a bridal shower where they're posting a lot of content and every single slide on their Instagram story is a boomerang. And I'm like, I'm having a seizure watching this. And I just want to respond and be like, I would love to just see a static image of the menu. You don't have to like, nye, nye, nye,
We don't
nye.
have to boomerang every cheers.
No, we do not. You guys all look like boomers. Just stop posting boomerangs.
The only thing that's allowed is taking a regular video and everyone has to act like it's a boomerang.
Yeah, which
Because
is
that
also
shit's
like the
funny.
most millennial thing in the world.
It's really funny though to be like, okay,
That is
pretend it's
more
a
millennial than
boomerang.
posting a boomerang.
Yeah.
Faking a boomerang.
Faking a boomerang is Gen X. Faking a boomerang is millennial. And then just going straight to TikTok with a whole recap of the day and still shots and video clips is Gen Z.
Yeah, and somehow making it look aesthetic as hell. And we're like, how did you have the time in your day to do this?
You got five teeth pulled and ended up in prison. This was not an aesthetic day.
The best of times. Well, thank you everyone for listening. We will be back next Tuesday with episode 25.
Feeling alive.
Feeling alive. On the other side of a Taylor Swift album, by the way. So,
Another? Is it a re-release or a new one?
nope, a brand new the dead no tor You know Dead Poets Society?
Yeah.
Okay, her new album is called The Tortured Poets Department. And literally everyone is like, why would you do that? Because I can't stop saying Dead Poets Society. It's like, what's her new album? Dead Poets Society. No, Tortured. No, Tortured. It's like so confusing.
Is
It's
that the
Tortured.
album artwork where she's like laying weirdly in a bed in like black shorts and bra or whatever?
Yeah. That comes out Friday. So see you all on the other side. I hope it's great. I hope we cry.
I can't wait for your full review because
My
I.
full review will be coming next Tuesday. Tune in. Don't miss it. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, see you next Tuesday.
Bye, stupid idiot. Oh, and balloons to end the episode.
Celebrating. Okay, bye.
Bye.